Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Dan Pointer back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Dan is the world's expert, the world's guru on self-publishing. He's the guy who has been predicting for a long time the direction that the publishing industry was going to be going in and offering alternatives to that. And I have been one of his students. I learned at his knee years and years ago, and it made and helped me make my decision about how I was going to publish my books, and how and consequently, as a result of following his advice, we've been very successful with our books in a way that I wouldn't have been had I gone to New York and hung out up there and tried to get somebody to publish my book. He's the author of Self-Publishing Manual. He's also the author of Writing Nonfiction and dozens of other books that he's written, which have sold under a billion copies around the galaxy. He's our good friend Dan Pointer. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. The publishing industry, like the radio industry, like the music industry, like the Hollywood, the magazine publishing industry, those things have those industries have all been had their paradigm shifted over the last 15 years, haven't they?
Well, they've been changing but for a long time, but now the change is accelerating, and there are all kinds of exciting things that are happening. You know, when the book industry is changing, and we like a few things, and some make us anxious, but it doesn't matter if we like them or not, because there's nothing we can do about the changes. What we need to do is figure out where things are going so we can hop out in front and take advantage of the opportunities.
Skate to where the puck is going, as Gretzky would say.
Yes, right.
Not where it is.
Exactly.
So okay. Folks, first, Dan, you know, we need to realize that the average person out there doesn't think of themselves as an author. There are people who are listening who think they have a book in them and they want to write it, but there are also people out there who probably haven't thought of that. And if they aren't going to be, if they shouldn't be an author, then, you know, that's fine. But if they're not thinking about writing a book because they're still thinking, if I don't have a publisher, I can't get published, that's where we can help them.
Well, that's what's changed, and the big publisher realizing that they've been doing it wrong since 1947,
right,
and we're doing it right. You don't need the gatekeepers. You certainly don't need them anymore. You don't need all those people in the middle that take most of the money, cheapen the product, and slow everything down. If you turn your manuscript over to a large New York publisher today, it will take them 18 months from the time they accept the manuscript until they get books into the stores.
Right.
You can have your book printed in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Is your book going to go out of date in 18 months?
It could.
Do you want to wait that long to get money?
That's right. Well, exactly. And it could take longer. In fact, I've had authors tell me that their book was supposed to be launched in 1 year in September, and that the publisher contacted them and said, well, we've had to redirect some of our resources. We're going to put yours out a year from now.
Right. And how much of it will be out of date by then?
And he had no,
something else that's happened.
He had no control over that.
Another problem is quality. I have books right here in my office from Wiley, from Penguin, from St. Martin's Press. Big names, right?
Right.
The paper they're using now looks like newsprint. Really cheap. You would be embarrassed. You would be apologizing for your book if you came from one of these big New York publishers today, because they're cutting back on their production values. They're cheapening the product.
Yeah, I've seen some of that. And there's somebody listening out there right now who has a book in them. They got a manuscript they're working on, and they're 6 months away from finishing. Give us the 1, 2, 3. How do we do this?
They're 6 months from finishing?
Yeah.
Okay, well, get an editor to edit it up, to English it up for you.
An independent contractor.
You want to print 500 copies, because you're going to send 500 copies off, almost 500 copies off for promotion. You're going to send them not to the magazines and newsletters and not to the newspapers. We don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
We send them to people online. Eyeballs have moved from print to online. That's where people are today. That's where your customers
are. And this is what's different about the advice that you would have given 10 years ago.
Well, different from a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Now, for example, you want to pick out all of the blogs on your subject and send a printed copy to everybody who has one of those blogs.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who has a website on your subject. Anybody, go to the forums, the listservs. A lot of people ask questions. Identify the people who answer those questions regularly. They are opinion molders. They are the thought leaders. You send a printed book to them. You identify anybody who can help you online, and you send a printed book to them. You don't send them a PDF. You can't send an e-book to them because they'll open it up, they'll look at it and say, oh, yeah, Jim did a book. That's nice. And it'll disappear.
Ah.
But you send a printed book. They look at it. They realize you've invested
Send them an uncorrected proof?
No, a finished book.
You want a finished product.
Because you can have finished books in 2 weeks.
Yeah, right.
And so they look at the front cover, they look at the back cover, they page through it. If they put it on their desk or on their bookshelf, it is still there communicating back there, reminded every time they look at it,
right,
that there's a new book by Jim Blasingame on this subject.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole thing today, is you do need printed books. But as soon as you finish your book, you can upload it to Smashwords. They will translate it into 10 different ebook formats, PDF, LIT, Mobi Pocket, Palm, EPUB, Kindle, and so on. No charge. They put it up at their website.
Say that website again.
Oh, smashwords.com.
Right.
Smashwords, all one word, .com.
Mm-hmm.
When they sell one, they keep 15%. They give you 85%.
Ah.
Now, they have also made deals now with Amazon, with BarnesandNoble.com, with Sony for their reader, and they can supply the e-books to them. Now, you have to give away a little more because those people have to make
something. But that's found money you didn't have otherwise. Hold on to that thought. Dan Pointer is going to continue to be with us after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Dan Pointer is our guest. Dan is the world's expert on self-publishing and the new era of publishing that we're heading off into right now, even as we speak. Dan, tell us how we can find you, how we can find your books, and all the information that you offer about this topic.
Parapub.com. Think parachutes and publishing. PARAPUB.com. Parapub.com. Get the free information kits. There's one on writing, one on publishing, one on promoting. They will give you all the information you need to get you off. The most expensive part of publishing, Jim, are the mistakes. And you don't have to make them.
Right.
Other people have made them before you. So get the free information kits. Get the books. Go to the seminars. Listen to our programs like this one, and get as much information as possible, because publishing is a different industry.
Do you think you
have to make those mistakes?
How long do you think it will be? I mean, people are going to always want to have books in their hand, aren't they?
You'll get over it.
I think I'm always going to want a book in my hand.
No, that's fine, but I will tell you that anybody who has started reading e-books will never go back.
Really?
I
do not have a Kindle.
I don't have
a Kindle.
Over and over again.
I guess you have Kindle, right?
No, I use the iPhone. And before that, I used the
PC. Time out. You read books on iPhone?
They're wonderful because you always have it with you. And not only that, your iPhone has a camera, so you use the camera more. And, of course, you can attach those to email and send the pictures to people immediately. And you always have it with you. You don't have to get the camera out.
But with a Kindle or
a paper book, you have to get the book out.
Yeah. Maybe I'm a little bit of a fossil here, Dan. I don't know that I'm going to be wanting to read books on a phone. I've got to make a conversion from the book to the Kindle or something like that
And the Kindle's a great device, but it's an extra thing you have to carry.
Well, one thing about it, there are more devices than that out there. There are a bunch of them coming out. In fact, I think Apple's coming out with a new reader.
That's right, and that one will be in color.
Yeah.
That's going to be very exciting. I think it's really going to be an iPhone with a large screen.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. So, all right, so basically, what is this going to do? Is this going to is the direction you're talking about, the changes that you're talking about, this is going to further add difficulty for the traditional publishing industry, isn't it? I mean, are they going to survive?
Difficulty for them because they're so resistant to change. They're waiting for the recession to be over so they can go back to business as usual. There isn't going to be any business there. Here is a basic rule. Eyeballs have moved from print to online. That's why the newspapers are consolidating and going out of business. That's why so many magazines are going out of business. So forget print. That's not the future. The future is online. By online, I mean it's your desktop computer, it's your iPhone, and so on.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you're right about that, and it is interesting. I mean, we're going to have as I've said recently, older people who die and young people who are born, every day we're moving more toward what you just said, aren't we?
Exactly. People 18 to 25 don't get their news from newspapers. They get it from TV and they get it online. I mean, who wants to read yesterday's news? 5 years from now,
they're not even getting it.
18 to 30 year olds.
They're not even getting it from TV, Dan. Uh-huh. They're getting it online, really, mostly.
Well, and that's what happens. I've had a subscription to the Wall Street Journal for 40 years. You know, I know it already. I read it online.
Well, it's going to be interesting. So in a minute, we got 1 minute left, Dan. Talk to us about go through the steps again on getting a book started. I mean, after we've written a book, then I mean you're saying go directly to ebooks.
Right. Well, get an editor. All right.
Yeah.
Then upload it to Smashwords. Smashwords.com. That'll get you into the ebooks. That'll get you into Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. Then you want to go to a digital printer, print 400 to 600 copies, call 500. You're going to send those out for reviews.
Isn't it ironic that the people who are going to review this and help you online have to have it in their hand, though, in a book?
Well, it just works better that way. Just psychologically,
you got to admit, though, that's pretty weird.
and if you tell people that you wrote an e-book, they'll say that's nice. But if you say you wrote a printed book, a p-book, they say, oh, you're an author. That's special.
Hey, Dan, give us a website again, please.
Parapub.com.
Parapub.com. Hey, thanks, Dan, for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Dan Poynter, ladies and gentlemen. That's Poynter, if you're Googling him. And if you do, you'll find all about him, too. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, today be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.